Oh, buddy. You know who did everything right this week?
You, for once.
Hopefully. Hopefully it was me for once. Tap on your microphone so I can make sure. Oh my god, I think I did everything right for once.
Nice.
Great. I'm going to mute my phone
before we even start. Oh my god, Gus, why are you so lovey today?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Your cat is extra affectionate.
Yeah, he's a very good, friendly, loving cat. I don't know what you mean. He's always
He usually comes up, rubs against me twice, and leaves me alone.
Yeah. I don't know what he's... Gus, stop pretending like you're a caring individual.
Like, if I go to pet him, he's just going to maul me.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what it's really all just a trick to get pay enough attention that he can...
I don't trust him.
You shouldn't trust him. He's an asshole. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
And a cup of coffee. Morning, Colin. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
You know, I had things to talk about, I'm pretty sure, this week, but guess what? I can't fucking remember anything.
Yeah, welcome to being old.
I just need to start taking better notes, but I don't... You know what notes I have written down?
What are notes?
The only note I have written down is your wedding date.
Nice.
And that's my podcast notes. I don't think that's helpful.
Nope.
I bought all this stuff now. I have a to-do list in here of things I need to buy, which is a chainsaw chain and weed killer, and I picked all that up Friday, so...
Wow.
Bro, I bought a chainsaw chain.
Is this the Boomer podcast, the Boomer Lawn Care podcast now?
It is now. Well, I was cutting down bushes last year and just threw the chain off and it got all fucked up. Mm. So it basically rides on the rails on these thin little bits and one of them got bent. So the chain won't go back into the blade, I guess. I don't know what you call the part. So I finally went up and bought a new chainsaw chain Friday and cut down a little tree along my fence that had to go. And, oh, new chainsaw chains, buddy.
Yeah.
They just cut like butter.
They do.
It's awesome. I wanted to cut down more trees, but I don't.
Don't have anything to cut down?
I mean, I've got that whole fence line I could cut down, but that'll just turn into way more work than I want to do.
Sure.
So I took care of my one little tree, and it's just sitting in a pile on my... on my patio out there waiting to get burned.
Nice. The thing I did was replace the head on my weed whacker.
Yeah.
Because the bump and feed weed whacker heads are fucking terrible.
Yeah, I just have the plastic wire.
Yeah, they're the dumbest thing. Because, you know, I'm like, oh, it's too short. Got to smack it on the ground. Well, what happens is the heads just start to disintegrate.
Yeah.
Because you're smacking them on the ground to release more fucking weed whacker cable.
Yeah.
Some more trimmer line.
Yeah.
So I bought one that just like you feed a string through a slot and it locks it in. And
yeah.
When that goes, you just fucking stop and replace the goddamn thing.
Yeah. So a normal one.
That's not normal. Normal is the bump and feed.
Mine is like you just described. Everyone I've ever owned is like you just described.
No, where the fuck are you getting them? They never come with those heads. They always come with the bump and feeds.
I don't even know what a bump and feed
is. The spool inside of it?
Yeah.
That's a bump and feed.
Oh.
You hit it on the ground and it...
Oh, that's where you're fucking up. You don't hit it on the ground. You pick it up and push it and twist it.
That's not what it's intended to do.
Mine will not feed if you just hit it on the ground.
They're called bump and feeds.
You can call it whatever you want.
You're meant to hit them on the ground. That's... I will tell you, I'll show you fucking instructions online.
All right.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
That sounds dumb and you're
doing
it
dumb.
But
they're dog
dumb.
Shit.
I mean, if you just don't do that with them.
They're also just dog shit and they're a pain in the ass to all fucking right.
So
load
does
up.
Yours just fill up like 6 inches of thread at a time so you have to completely rethread it every time?
Yeah. Oh. It's two lines you put through.
Yeah. I'd have to stop every 5 minutes.
No, you wouldn't.
I have to stop every 5 minutes to bump and feed, so yes, I would.
What in the fuck are you weed whacking?
I'm weed whacking. I'm actually using it. That's the thing.
Weed whacking your fence?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's where all the
don't
weeds
hit,
are.
Don't hit your fence.
Then I can't cut
Stay
the grass.
Stay clear of it. Also, you can get better string trimmer line. It'll last longer.
Ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll just keep doing it the way I've been doing it for years, because it's worked for years.
Yeah, those things suck.
And I've only ever had the one head, so I think you're the one doing it wrong.
No, they're just junk.
I mean, I believe that, but I also believe you're junk. I believe you're the junk.
I'm not.
I believe you.
I mean, it worked fine for the year and a half I had it.
I believe you've
but it sucked.
Not had to do yard work for your whole life, and suddenly you just don't know how to use gardening tools. Oh, that's your problem.
That must be it. You're right. Oops.
You should have been weed whacking for years. You'd understand how gardening tools work.
Yeah.
How lawn care equipment works.
Anyway.
You're a homeowner now, Colin. You should be better at lawn care.
Why?
Because it's the only pleasure.
I got
in life.
A woman who does it for me.
Oh my God.
She doesn't fucking work during the summer, Trevor.
So?
She has free time.
So you're going to make her do all the man work?
She fucking just goes out and does it when I'm at work.
Jesus.
When I'm sweating at work.
Ugh.
Making them ducats.
I'd be ashamed of myself if I was you. And
your I'm definitely not.
Fucking complete lack of testosterone.
Absolutely not ashamed of myself. I fucking love that I have somebody that wants to do, not just does it.
Yeah.
She likes doing it.
Yeah, it's because yard work is the best.
It's fucking terrible.
It's
so dumb.
Yeah.
Ugh. Awful.
All I want to do is yard work. I don't even want to, if I could just do yard work all day.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
That'd be life. That'd be living.
Shit's fucking horrible.
Just pushing a mower.
You don't fucking push a mower.
Yes, I do.
You ride a mower.
That riding mower hasn't worked in almost 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you just fucking...
I push mowed my yard, yeah.
Fuck that noise. Your yard's too big.
I love it.
You need a...
There's a reason I haven't bought a new riding mower. I enjoy push mowing my yard.
Your brain is broken.
I don't think so. I think my brain is the only one that works.
That's the case. Yeah. You're right.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging it.
What the fuck? No. God, that sounds fucking awful. Your yard's so big.
It's the highlight of my week. Just getting out there. I didn't get to do it.
I mean, do you at least have self-propelled mower?
Yeah, but...
Okay.
You know. I'm thinking about buying one of those old-timey ones that's just two wheels with, like, four blades on in between the wheels. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, don't do that.
I used to have one.
Yeah, they're fucking horrible.
Yeah, they're the worst.
When I was, like, 13 years old, we had a lady that lived across the street from us named Mrs. Stokes. She was, like, 100.
Yeah.
And she had a big yard. She had a yard probably similar in size to yours.
Okay.
But it had hills and trees everything all around it.
That's the worst.
And I was, she wanted me to mow her yard. And I'm like, sweet. So she takes me back to the lawnmower.
Right. And then she molested you.
No, she didn't.
Oh.
I wish she would have done that.
You would have rather been molested.
I spent 3 fucking days mowing her yard.
Yeah, because it was one of those?
One of those mowers. That was old and rusty.
Why wouldn't you just go get your own lawnmower?
We didn't have one because we were poor.
Oh.
Our yard had a dirt hill.
Yeah.
Like, so it was whatever.
Just had kids running up and down the hill, so you didn't
constantly
have to worry about it.
My mom would sweep the dirt out in front of the house.
Well, yeah, that's normal. It's a thing that normal people do.
It's not.
What are you going to do?
It's a thing that, yes, normal people.
Man, speaking of sweeping dirt, I spent all day yesterday helping my dad install a pool.
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Fucking
sounds like it.
Digging holes just deep enough to put a fucking cinder block in the ground, and then making sure all of the cinder blocks are level with each other, then tamping all the dirt around so it's all as flat as possible.
It sounds like
man, the worst part is, so we did all this, we got the bottom fucking, I don't know what you call it, the rail that, so there's the metal outside of the pool.
It's like the frame.
Yeah, there's the metal frame of the pool, and then it just like fucking slits into a rail around the bottom, and then you put another one on the top, blah, blah, blah. We got the rail. We got it all. We got all the shit that's permanently sunk. We got the two like fucking, like the two big like support beams set up. We got all the fucking trim around the bottom that the thing slots into placed. We start uncurling the big metal fucking thing that goes around the outside. It's 4 inches too small. What a pain in the ass. Don't ever build a pool, Colin.
No, it sounds fucking stupid.
He used to just have inflatable pools.
Yeah.
Like, that you just put up every year and take down in the winter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The one he has, they don't sell anymore. And the ones they do sell have been sold out for a year because of COVID. And if you want one, they're like a grand or $2,000 now for what should be like a $200 pool.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, fuck it. If I'm going to spend a bunch of money, I'm just going to get a permanent above ground pool and we'll put that up.
Yeah.
It was just a pain in the ass. But
he can build a deck around it?
Not all the way around it.
Well, yeah.
He had a deck around where the inflatable pool went up. So he'll put a new. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. He'll put a deck back up somewhere. Okay. I don't know what his plans are. I don't know. I had to ditch right around the time we were trying to solve that problem. Because I had Pathfinder yesterday. But I guess they figured it out. They figured out how to rig it up so they could fucking get... I think they just ended up cutting little notches in a few places on it to find those 4 inches to shrink up the fucking liner frame.
Hmm.
And, yep, it's all up now. Filling with water soon, I think. So, sweet. I'm excited to go swimming.
Yeah.
I haven't been swimming in... I can't remember the last time I went swimming. That's how long it's been.
Oh,
over probably 2 years. Damn it. I enjoy swimming. I wish I had a pool, Colin.
Yeah.
But that's expensive and work and annoying.
You should get one.
I'd have to have a privacy fence.
Oh, yeah, you would.
And that would be very expensive. That would be more than the pool.
Do you have to have a privacy fence or does it have to just be a 6-foot fence?
I don't know. I'm not looking into it.
It just has to be a 6-foot fence.
Even a 6-foot fence around this yard would be very expensive.
Yeah, it wouldn't. You already have 3 of it.
That's not how any of that works.
What, no?
No.
Oh, well, shit. Never mind.
Fuck no. Bro, it would probably be... A privacy fence would probably be $10,000 to put around this yard.
Jesus.
Because...
With cost of lumber now, yes.
Well, even more, actually. I hadn't considered that. Because my dad's yard's tiny. You've seen my dad's backyard. That was like 6.
God damn.
Privacy fences are fucking expensive.
Holy shit.
And with lumber where it is now, yeah, it would probably be twice that now God, that I think
I'm,
about
now
it.
Now I'm kind of scared to figure out how much it would cost to do my retaining wall.
I would wait.
Well, no.
Because I was going to do my deck this year.
I'm not going to do it with lumber.
Oh, okay.
I'd do stone. Oh. I don't think this cost... Maybe the cost of stone's gone up too, but
Yeah. You're going to do it yourself or you're going to hire?
No, I'm hiring somebody. I ain't fucking doing that kind of work.
That's fair.
That's a long fucking wall.
Yeah, I know.
Also.
I get it.
No.
I get it. I shoveled.
Because you know what sucks?
What?
Any kind of landscaping or yard work. It's terrible.
I shoveled 2 tons of sand yesterday, so yeah, I know.
It's horrible.
Because you got to put sand underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all just piled up in his driveway. So we're just shoveling into wheelbarrows, rolling it back and dumping it. Oh, my goodness. Fucking my back awful. Was killing me at the end of the day.
I bet.
I got blisters on my hands. My hands are sore. Ah, fuck manual labor, man. I need to go back to my cushy job of just leaning on a counter and napping.
Right.
What do you got to talk about, Colin? Oh, shit. I actually have something to talk about. Something else. I've been reading a book. I finally started reading M. Warren Askins, Orphan's Right.
Oh, yeah?
The Werewolf
Night
book. I'm like 3/4 of the way through it. Like, once I started reading it, I really fucking got into it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
I should read his books.
Yeah.
I own them. I just...
This one's great. It's not like... I don't know. It's pretty easy, I guess I would say. I don't know how to describe it, but like... It's not real complicated. It's just a fucking...
Yeah.
It's just a fun adventure. The fucking werewolf knight and a little half-elf girl and monsters. Okay. And, you know, they fight monsters and kill them while traveling through the forest read the book. It's good.
Okay.
It's fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm almost done.
I picked up a book again. I've been reading. It's When the Magic Goes Away.
Oh, yeah?
It is a book by Larry Niven.
Okay.
And it's set in a fantasy world.
Sure.
Where, like, the premise is that magic is powered by mana.
All right.
As in a lot of fantastical worlds. But what's happened is humans who can use magic have basically used most of it up.
Okay.
Like, there's a finite amount of mana.
So it's an oil allegory.
Yes. And the there's places that you can still find it, but they're, you know, basically where nobody is.
Yeah.
And it's this group of guys, you know, guys and a gal, who are traveling trying to find, trying to figure out, like,
the last oil mana reserves?
Yes.
They're traveling to Alaska, and they're going to...
And they're traveling with the head of a thousand-year-old warlock
yeah.
named Wavy Hill, who is, you know, basically hell-bent on fucking world domination.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just have his head slung over the shoulder of one of the fucking wizard.
All right.
That they're with. It's pretty fucking good stuff. His fantasy's good. Well written.
I mean...
And most of his shit's well written. Yeah. So, yeah, his fantasy's really good.
And you know, that Larry Niven, he can write a book, turns out.
Yes, turns out.
That's funny.
I saw something on Facebook. I thought it was funny, so I had to... there's some conversation where somebody brought up abortion.
Okay.
And
let's hear about let's hear your hot take on abortion, Colin.
It's not a hot take. But somebody said, it'll always be cold-blooded murder. You can't be responsible when you have no conscience. And somebody replied, abortion has been legal in this nation since before it was a nation. Midwives could preform the procedure up until quickening. And I replied with a, there can only be one GIF.
Because of the quickening.
Yes.
Goddamn. That's funny.
That's my new form of arguing.
Also, did you know if something was legal, that means it's moral? So
yes. Yeah.
I guess slavery used to be moral.
And things that are illegal are immoral.
Yeah.
You know, like marijuana federally.
Idiots.
So there's this thing that's been happening. The Jake and Logan Paul
yeah.
have become fighters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And are challenging people to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jake Paul is now slated to fight former UFC middleweight champion Tyron Woodley.
Okay.
And there's a fucking, somebody posted something. Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. Loser stops rapping. Winner also stops rapping. Tyron Woodley is a really bad rapper.
All right. I have no idea who that is.
He's a very handsome black man with a beard.
All right. Who can't rap?
No, not at all. He was a really good fighter, but he's lost his last three fights because he's like 39.
All right.
He's my age. Turns out when you're my age, you suck at life. Even if you're really good at it.
That's fair. I mean...
God damn it. I'm not ready.
Being 40 sucks. Are you 40 yet?
I'm 39.
Oh my God, you're
just
a baby.
Turned 39.
What a baby. Look at this pup.
Just turned 39 this last week.
One more year, Colin. I'm saving all my black balloons and fucking over-the-hill decorations. I got these two bags of Ben's Air in the corner. I'm going to bring over to decorate your house when you turn 40.
Ugh. Saw the post. Somebody says, some young-looking girl...
Yeah.
Twitter needs an update where you can play music on your page, so when somebody comes on your page, they're going to be hearing your favorite song. Somebody fucking replied to it, said, we finally have reached the generation that doesn't know what MySpace is.
I was going to say, that's MySpace's whole thing.
Yes.
Is you could hear the same fucking annoying yep. song over and over and over and over and over again.
People who are...
It was the worst.
Teenagers that didn't exist in that world.
Oh my fucking Christ.
Yeah, I know.
I used to have a roommate who just spent all day on fucking MySpace.
Yeah.
So they'd just go back to their MySpace homepage. And it would just play that fucking song over and over and over.
Mark?
No, 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 no. This was after Mark.
Oh, was it the gay roommate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. When he was fishing for penis?
Bro, if you ever like, man, I can never get laid, just go to gay conversion camp and become gay.
That's not how that works.
I'm pretty sure it is. That's exactly how it works. You go to conversion camp, you come on, because that motherfucker, he'd get home from work or whatever, he'd pop on whatever the fucking 2006 version of Grindr was. 5 minutes later, he's like, all right, I'll talk to you later. I'm like, bro, it's that easy. Wow. Just I mean, he wasn't ugly, but he wasn't, like, the most handsome man.
Right.
It's just, you know, there's no effort. It's no effort to get laid as a gay man.
You know, it's great right now. We just talked about yard work. My doorbell camera just popped up with a notification. You know, like, hey, we detected somebody. She's out mowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're just over here fucking off.
Yep. It's awesome.
Saying dumb shit into a microphone. Man, you had these fucking posts I was going to comment on here, but I can't remember what any of them were.
I saw another thing that really kind of, I don't know. I don't know if it irritated me, but like, it's a picture of 14-year-olds nowadays versus me when I was 14. It shows a little girl looks like a little girl, and then a little girl who is trying to look like a grown adult.
When were they 14? In 1953?
No, not that long ago.
Because let me tell you about 14-year-olds when I was 14.
I understand.
They were whores.
I know. Yes, I know. But somebody posted this without irons.
Yeah, irons at all.
And is like, this is what the rise of pedophile culture looks like. Little girls being indoctrinated into beauty rituals at an earlier age, or at earlier and earlier ages, to feed the misogynistic, pedophilic male gaze.
Toddlers and Tiaras is a 25-year-old television show.
Also, it's all fucking women on that show.
Yeah.
Pushing that shit.
Yeah.
All of it.
Right. Well, it's because, you know, they're trying to live by... They can't get laid, so they're trying to live vicariously through their daughters. Through their
14-year-old daughters?
Yes!
Yeah. It's really weird when you see that. They're like, it's all because of pedophile males. I'm like, is it? I mean, don't get me wrong. That's a problem, and maybe part of the problem, but like...
It's not the catalyst for the problem.
No! It definitely is not. No. It is fucking attention-seeking people.
Yeah, the pedophile males don't build the bait.
Right.
They are just attracted to the bait.
Yes.
It's...
Unbelievable, like the... Well, I mean, it was... Yeah.
There was an episode of, like, one of those Toddlers and Tiaras, or, you know, the shit that Honey Boo Boo came from, whatever one that was.
Yeah.
And the little girl in the beauty pageant was just straight up dressed up like, oh, fuck, what's her name? The Julia. No, the chick from the 90s with the chick from Mystic Pizza with the big smile. Runaway Bride.
Roberts.
Julia Roberts. The movie where she's a whore. Pretty Woman.
Yes.
So she's dressed up like Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman, but not like Julia Roberts as the elegant fucking wearing a nice expensive gown whore towards the end. Julia Roberts from the beginning, where she's in the mini skirt halter top connected by the little ring in the middle, like her fucking spandex whore outfit with the little blonde wig.
Okay.
And it was a fucking like 4-year-old dressed in her streetwalker whore clothes and whore boots. Yes.
A pedophile made her do that.
No, her fucked up mom made her do it. No,
a pedophile. Well, maybe I guess her mom maybe is a pedophile.
Her mom wants to sell her to pedophiles. Look, the problem is moms. Let's make this fucking clear. The problem is moms.
Yeah.
Moms are all the problem. God, have you listened to the Dick Show lately?
With pretty much everything, really. Think about it. It's always because of the mom.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Moms are the problem. The problem is we don't live in a patriarchy. We live in a mom-triarchy ran by all the fucking moms who, you know, the moms are mad at drunk driving, so there's no driving anymore. Moms are mad at cigarettes, so you can't smoke in bars anymore. Moms hate violence, so fucking movies are all PG now. Moms hate profanity, so I can't say fuck in front of their stupid fucking children. It's all moms.
Yeah. All right.
God damn it.
Anyway, what are you going to go on?
We should have done this for a Mother's Day special. God damn it. We fucked up by like 2 weeks.
Oh, well. Happy Mother's Day.
I don't know. I didn't have...
It's going to be the title.
There was some fucking shit you had fucking commented on that I wanted to bring in, but I don't know how to look up shit I've commented on Facebook anymore because I'm a boomer.
Oh, is it like that thing with that lady complaining about fucking having to explaining how she doesn't want to explain herself?
Yes. Oh, my God. Do you happen to have that fucking easily accessible? This fucking lady. I wish I could remember the. So the gist of it is she's bitching about having to explain herself.
I can read it.
All right.
Let me read the whole thing.
Yes, I do.
Why do women feel the need to explain? We explain why we work full time or part time or work from home or why we left work to stay home with the kids. We explain why we decided to leave them or stay with them or have another baby. We explain all our parenting choices, especially our decision to bottle or breastfeed. I've done both. We apologize for the condition of our house or our clothes. Nobody fucking asked you to. I think this is part of the problem with this whole post. Nobody fucking actually asks them.
No.
Except for other women.
Uh-huh.
Again, women, moms.
Yeah.
We explain the reasons why we cut our hair or why we haven't returned to our pre-baby weight. Well, we give excuses why we can't make it to the party or can't volunteer or can't make the trip or why we need help from a nanny for a few hours a week. We say things like, oh, excuse the mess, or don't mind my hair. You just said that all fucking ready. Or, I'm so sorry I can't be there, followed by a string of explanations. I guess we want to please our mothers and husbands and bosses and children and neighbors and coworkers and friends and siblings and children's teachers and those ladies from the church and people who drop by unannounced and those random strangers at the store. Why do you feel that way?
Why? Yeah, what's wrong with your brain?
That makes you fucking feel the need you have to explain things.
Yeah.
I don't explain shit to anybody.
No.
Like, except sometimes when my dad questions me.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay.
Well, because it's your dad.
Yeah. Right. But you want to hear something funny? I've been married almost 20 years, and this is a part where...
That is funny. She's been married 20 years, that poor fuck.
Well, this becomes the part where she starts complaining about her husband complaining about her husband, but really... I've been married almost 20 years now, and I've never heard my husband explain his choices to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he chooses not to.
Yeah.
People ask him still. Maybe they don't ask him when you're around, but guess what? They definitely fucking ask him.
You know what he says?
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Not his choice to work 60 hours a week or his choice to coach basketball nearly every evening. Not his choice to go trail running or shave his head and grow a beard or drive a Suburban or buy a new mountain bike that cost a small fortune. I've never heard him open the door, never once heard him open the door to our house and explain why there are shoes on the floor or why the entryway is half painted or why he's wearing what he's just wearing.
Do you know why he doesn't explain any of those things?
Because he doesn't leave the fucking hallway half painted. He doesn't leave his fucking shoes all over the floor.
Even if he does.
He doesn't.
Even if he does.
He doesn't, though.
But it's fucking self-explanatory.
Well, there's that.
I was painting the hallway. Something came up. Why the fuck do you need to explain that?
Yeah.
It's obvious by the fact that the fucking hallways. Oh, I took my shoes off and that's where they fucking go. On the floor by the door. I don't need to explain that. I'm wearing this shirt. Why? Because it's fucking... no shirt, no shoes, no service. I don't need to fucking explain that, you dope.
He is who he is, and no means no. And when he can't make it to the party, he just says so.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she?
Yeah.
I don't understand why she feels so fucking obligated to tell everybody her reasoning for doing every fucking decision in life. Nobody cares.
I don't need to fucking write a goddamn essay.
Care, and the people who do care don't need to fucking know.
Watch this. Colin's supposed to go get lunch with a friend today. He's probably not going to show up. You know what's going to happen? Nobody's going to explain anything. We're just going to be like, oh yeah, it's because it's him. He just didn't feel like showing up. Yeah. The end. That's the end of. That's the beginning and the end of it.
He actually did message me. He is showing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He should explain why he's showing up. That's the explanation we need.
It's absurd. And really, I decided that I'm finished explaining every single choice I'm absolutely free to make. I'm through with unnecessary excuses and apologies and rationalizations for the choices I believe are best for me and my family. I'm done. This is me. This is who I am, how I look, what I like, what I believe, and the way I choose to spend my time. That's it. No explanations necessary. And then she posts a very fucking homely looking picture of herself.
My favorite part about all that is this woman... who's on a tirade about how women shouldn't have to explain themselves, spends fucking six paragraphs explaining why she's not going to explain things anymore.
So, I just fucking replied, just pick up your damn shoes. And then Krillin said, and the hair that is everywhere. You said, yeah, the irony is she felt the need to explain.
It's like, and then I'm not going to, this is why I'm not explaining myself anymore.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you already fucked up. You can't fucking help yourself. You're not explaining for everybody else. You're explaining to hear yourself talk. Just shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear it.
Right. Again, it's the whole thing, like, and yeah, you know what? Guys do talk about some of that shit.
Right.
But they don't fucking air it to the entire world.
No.
That's, you know, when guys, like, go to the garage at a party at somebody's house, and it's just the guys, that's when they're bullshitting about that stuff.
Yeah.
Or talking about, bitching about how their women need to fucking explain everything to everybody.
Right. Like, oh my God, everybody gets it. Oh, you have three kids. We understand that your house is a fucking mess. Right. You don't need to explain every time that you have three kids. You just want to talk about your stupid fucking kids. Nobody cares about your fucking kids.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
And yeah, it's like, and then people just using anecdotal fucking...
Well, yeah.
Like, this lady. I even noticed this difference between my husband and I when we would call in sick at work. He would simply state that he wasn't going to be in and that he was taking a sick day.
Yep.
I always felt...
Yeah.
...that I needed to state what my ailment was. I felt...
Whose problem is that?
...I had to justify why I couldn't just come to work and push through, even though it felt like crap. It really is no one's business. You didn't have to do any of that.
You made it other people's business. That fucking time is there. You know what my policy says? Leave your name, leave your supervisor's name, leave your shift, leave what kind of fucking leave you're taking.
You might have supervisor. Also, the did end. You work at the same place for the same person? Because probably not.
Yeah.
Because you probably had a fucking first data supervisor or something.
I don't know, man. Never once. Half the time they know I'm just calling in to go see whatever movie came out that week. They don't give a shit.
Right.
I never explained that. Like, I'm not coming to work today. Right. The end. That's the end of the sentence.
Right.
Just stop talking. You don't gotta fucking keep talking. Brevity. I think that's the problem. These fucking people don't know they can just stop talking once in a while. They think, like, if they ever fucking stop talking, their heads will fall off or something. I don't fucking know, man.
Oh, this is a nice explanation. All of this. But I also explain things sometimes just to hear myself.
Oh, out. Self-awareness.
Out. Hear myself out to help make or solidify a choice. No, she just wants to fucking hear herself.
She should just stop that sentence.
Right.
Almost like she let a little bit of the truth slip out there.
The truth does always want to come out.
And then she had to cover it up by continuing to talk. God damn. Thank you.
I was really hoping for a fucking, like, a reply from the page.
Yeah.
On my... Also, seriously, pick up your fucking I deal with that at home all the time.
You should have just said, why do you keep leaving the shoes out then? So they had to come and explain. they wouldn't have been able to fucking resist. It's like in fucking in Roger Rabbit, when you do shaving a haircut, the fucking rabbit has to bump out and say two bits, man. You just ask a question and they have to fucking explain.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
No tune can resist the old shave and a haircut bit. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, I come home to that all the time. My woman and her daughter constantly with their shoes. And it's not like they're just next to the door, because I'll kick my shoes off right next to the door. Like,
I have a shoe on the other side. Now.
Yeah, great. We have one of those too, and their shoes will be in the middle of the living room.
I'm going to give you a helpful parenting tip that I learned from my brother, because obviously I don't
I
have
yell
kids.
At her all the time.
No. You can't yell. That doesn't work. Talking doesn't work. Grounding doesn't work. Here's how you fucking solve problems. Throw their shoes away. My brother told his kids, clean your rooms. They didn't clean their rooms. Like, all right, this is the last time I'm telling you that I'm throwing anything that's not picked up away. Walked out. An hour later, he comes in. Nothing moved. He just starts throwing shit into the trash. Boom, boom, boom. And he wasn't kidding. You can't bluff. That's the trick.
No, I know.
He put it out on the curb, and if they tried to go get their shit out of the garbage can, he'd fucking, nope. The fucking dumpster came and threw half their fucking toys away.
Wow.
You want your kids to clean their fucking room? Throw their shit away.
That might work for some kids.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's
if it doesn't work, guess what? They have nothing left to clean up anyway. It's easy to keep a room clean if there's no fucking toys left in it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not
so bad. Just throw your fucking wife's shoes away.
Oh my God.
She'll learn real goddamn quick.
She also would do this thing where she slips off her shoes and puts them. We have a closet with like double sliding doors.
Yeah.
And she'd kick her shoes off and just kind of leave them so they're like
Blocking the door open?
Blocking the door. And it would knock the fucking door. Because I'm not paying attention. It's early in the morning. I'm going bloop. And it fucking pops the door off the hinge. Because it catches on a shoe and fucking pops off.
Right in the trash.
Off the road. And I'm like, what the fuck? And she like got mad at me at first. Like, why do I have to push him in? Why can't you push him in? You fucking put him there.
Why doesn't she close the goddamn closet afterwards?
Or that. I can't
imagine just having a bedroom closet open.
Well, the nice thing about it is usually it's like one time that I'm like, why are you doing this stupid thing?
Yeah.
And she tries to explain it and it doesn't make sense. I tell her why it doesn't make sense. And then she stops doing it.
Yeah.
So she's trainable.
Yeah.
So I guess that.
Oh,
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
I mean, you did a good job on that dog. So
it's fucking true, man. And that boy listens pretty good now.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Except for the man when there's too many new people around. He's just like, fuck, I can shit.
Needs attention.
Yeah.
God damn.
What was the other thing that, oh, God damn it. I was going to go somewhere with that. Oh, fucking no. Oh, well. I'll think of it.
Just lost it?
Yep. Lost my thought train there.
All right. I played a new video game since the last time we recorded. I mean, it's not new. It's fucking like 5 years old, but I played a video game that is new to me. Played a game called Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
I signed up for, EA has this thing where you can pay like $30 a year and just play a bunch of their old games for free.
On their fucking EA's
Origin or whatever it's called. Yeah. But I paid for a month for $5. I'm like, because my friends play video games. Like, we're going to try out Battlefield 1. I'm like, well, I'm not paying $30 for the game. Oh, but I can pay $5 and try it out. So I did that. And that game is fucking crazy. Like, it's just a shooter.
All the Battlefield games are pretty insane. You could do a lot of shit in those.
Yeah, but Battlefield 1, the way it spawns and the size of the maps make it so your dudes are always so on top of each other.
Oh, really?
That, like, there's almost no downtime. You're just constantly in the thick of shit.
Oh, yeah, because the other battlefields have huge fucking maps.
Yeah, I mean, it has a pretty big map, but the way it spawns you in, it, like, gotcha. Makes sure you're right back into the shit every time. So you're, like, just constantly, like, on either side of a fucking bunker or a fucking dug-in point, just shit exploding, fucking planes bombing shit all around you, tanks exploding up, just grenades going off everywhere, fucking crazy intense, and it's a lot of fun.
I miss having a PC. I mean, I have one, but I miss having a desk that I could sit at and fucking play games on.
Yeah. You should,
I don't really have room for a desk, though. That's the problem.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
You should get rid of some of that stereo equipment.
That sounds stupid.
What's all along that back wall? You don't need anything that's all along that back wall. You got your TV in front of you. What's to your left?
My left is my record collection.
Yeah, get rid of that. Who fucking listens to records?
I do.
What an idiot.
God damn. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I think selling those would be a lot more work than, I mean, I'd be able to pay for
whatever kind of computer you want.
Yes. The newest and best fucking video card, the new 380 Ti's or whatever it's coming out.
Or you just, get rid of your couch and you put
I like my new couch.
Computer desk right along there. And like then you just have one really nice gaming chair that you can spin around in the whole room in, since nobody else ever comes in that room anyway. You don't need three seats.
I do. I need a seat to hold my stuff.
Well, there's your other fucking problem. If you had a desk, you could just pile all your shit up on a desk.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a better idea.
Yeah.
Rather than having three seats.
Solved.
Three recliners.
Yeah.
I can't sleep in a computer chair, Trevor. I could sleep on a recliner.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Fuck that noise.
You got anything else?
Oh, I do remember what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
So, beginning of the summer break for Doria's daughter.
Yeah.
She, they were staying up late watching movies.
Right.
And she was just fucking letting her sleep on the couch.
Okay.
And I'm like, you better not make a, this is going to become a habit.
Yeah.
She's like, it'll be fine. It's summer. I was like, okay, that's fair. I was like, but when you push to have her start sleeping in her bed again.
Yeah.
How much you want to bet that there's going to be a big fight about it?
Yeah.
And she's like, it'll be fine. Oh, okay. I was like, so if there's not a big fight about it, I have to buy you dinner.
All right.
But if there is a big fight about it, you have to buy me dinner.
Yeah.
So she'd been doing it. And then last Thursday,
it's already been a bit, it's not even back to school yet, and there's already been a big fight about it.
Last Thursday, we went to go see a Storm Chasers game.
Okay.
Haven't been out to the stadium, to Werner Park. Really nice little baseball stadium.
Right.
I was like, I didn't want to go out because I was angry about Rosenblatt getting torn down because, you know, I'm nostalgic about things.
Yeah.
It's so much nicer.
It's wonderful.
It's
smaller,
it's
so you can actually get in. It's got all that shit. I've only been there once.
Smaller per se, but it's like,
and it's got like,
it makes more sense.
It's got way less seats than Rosenblatt.
Because
it's a smaller stadium.
I think seating's probably close to the same.
I don't think so.
Rosenblatt didn't have that many fucking seats in it.
Yeah, but it had.
Oh, no, you know what? It might have had more after they expanded because they kept expanding it for the CWS.
Right.
But like, whatever. Yeah, I missed the grandstand. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm like, you know, having your concourse outside is a much better idea than having it in a dank tunnel that you have to squeeze in with a bunch of people.
Right.
Like, because you're not going to baseball for inclement weather.
No.
It's nice out when you're watching baseball, so it doesn't really fucking matter. But anyway, after the
How's the hot dogs and shit there? How's the ballpark food there?
It's the same as every other fucking...
So the best food in the world?
And it's the same as every other... It's like Omaha steak shit. Oh. Like their burgers and hot dogs. And
you know who's got really good ballpark hot dogs?
Who?
The Cornhuskers. Like fucking Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, because you know why.
Them all beef hot dogs.
I think he's the red ones.
Yeah.
That aren't made in Nebraska.
Yeah. Those are so good though.
Yeah. Anyway... after the game, there's like there's fireworks after the game, so that was pretty cool. Got to see a fireworks show. We're leaving, we're walking out, and I'm like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I come back out, and her daughter's just crying, and I'm like, what's wrong? And Doria wouldn't tell me.
Oh, fun.
And then her daughter spelled it and was like, I don't want it. It's the worst night. I don't want to sleep in my bed. And I'm just like,
got a big shit-eating grin on your face. Like,
the whole time. And Dory's like, I didn't make that bet. And I'm like, yes, you did.
You're like, oh, don't want to sleep in your bed, huh? Want to sleep on the couch, huh? Making a big deal about it?
Yeah.
Seems to be a problem, huh?
Fucking told you.
Goddamn. Fucking moms.
I'm like, you know, if she fucking continues this, we'll just give away her nearly $2,000 fucking bed set.
Right.
She paid so much money for that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're gonna fucking sleep in it and you're gonna enjoy it because it was expensive.
Yeah.
Ungrateful fucking brat.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I mean, sometimes she drives me fucking bonkers.
They're children. They have no fucking perspective.
They're dumb. Yes. They're so dumb.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway.
We got emails.
I won.
Good job. Where are you going to make her take you for dinner?
I don't know.
I recommend the Drover. Really make her pay for her mistakes.
No, we're going to go to Timber.
All right.
Have you been to Timber?
Uh-uh.
It's in Lakeside. Not Lakeside. It's in Countryside Village across from Westside.
Yeah.
Fucking delicious.
What kind of food?
It's a wood-fired fucking grill American food.
Okay.
They do steaks and like when I went, the menu rotates.
Got it.
When I went, I did like a barbecue plate, which I was, you know, that might have been some of the best barbecue I've had in Omaha.
All right.
It was fucking delicious and it was huge.
I'll check it out.
No more pricing than the Drover. So.
All right.
But it's better.
If you would like to write in.
And they don't have a bullshit fucking salad bar like every other. That's what I hate about fucking steakhouses is the salad bars are always garbage. Jason's Deli shouldn't have a better salad bar than a fucking...
Jason's Deli has a really good salad bar.
It does.
So I made, a few weeks ago, I made some spaghetti with Italian sausage at home. Like I just cooked up a bunch of spaghetti for myself to bring to work for the week. And so I had all this spaghetti, and then April comes up, and we're trying to find somewhere to eat. And I'm like, you know, I have a bunch of spaghetti at home, but let's go to Spaghetti Works just because I want their salad bar. So we went to Spaghetti Works just because fucking they have like one of the best salad bars in the city.
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, their spaghetti is whatever. I love it, but it's just fine. It's spaghetti. But their salad bar, top notch.
Oh, Doria took me to La Sola Mio for my birthday.
What's that?
Italian restaurant down on like 32nd and
good
Oak. Yeah, it's good Italian food. It's one of the few decent Italian places left.
Have you been to Roma's down in Bellevue? Go to Roma's down in Bellevue. You'll have like 4 days worth of food.
Yeah, well,
and it's so goddamn good.
Yeah, La Sola Mio's kind of like that too.
Yeah. We go to Roma's around my birthday because like that's where Cindy goes for her birthday every year, and since it's, you know, 2 days after mine, my dad always takes us to Roma's for our birthday. It's so goddamn good. If you want to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Our first one is from Connor. Oh, these aren't even for the podcast.
They're just for you?
He's like, I got these funny gifts I want to send you. What's your email address? And I just said theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Wow.
So... Also, they don't even load, so I don't even know what's going on here. So, whatever these gifts were, they didn't email correctly, Connor. They just loaded broken fucking links, so I can't even see them. Try harder. We got two other real emails, though. Our first real email is from official friend of the show and famous author M. Warren Askins, who writes, "Hello there, my yummy little yum-yum boys. How come I'm not excited about Marvel movies or shows anymore, right? Fucking relatable." Yeah. I think because they ended. Because Avengers, what was that, Endgame? Because Avengers Endgame was the end. They'd been building up for 20 years to that movie.
Yeah.
And so who gives a shit anymore? I think once they announce X-Men and Fantastic Four, it might bring the hype back. But, like, first of all, who cares about any of the shows? They're shows. Who gives a shit? Also, who cares about... Nobody cares about Captain Marvel. Nobody... It's because Robert Downey Jr. isn't in them anymore. The end. That's the answer. That's the answer.
Because
all the Avengers you care about aren't there anymore.
Captain Marvel is terrible. Because it's just Superman.
Yeah. But she's boring and has no personality, and she's the actress is bland as
Superman movies.
Yeah, but like at least
it's always the same.
At least Henry Cavill has a personality. I mean, he's got a little bit of charisma. He's got that fucking torso. He's got
just
chiseled abs and that perfect square jaw. At least he's Henry Cavill, not fucking boring McWhatever her name is.
Boring McWhatever her name is.
I don't even know her. Whoever she is. Brie Larson, I guess.
Yeah, Brie Larson. She's got a pretty face.
Boring old Brie Larson.
She's got no butt.
None. Also, she's got no personality.
I love the fucking picture of her and fucking
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
With their asses swapped. Because what's that kid's name?
I don't remember.
Peter Parker?
Yeah.
That kid's got a bubble butt.
Colin's
going to gay conversion camp by just watching Spider-Man movies.
Andrew Garfield, that's it.
No, it's not. That
Andrew
was the
Garfield,
second one.
Yep. Tobey Maguire, that's
nope,
it.
Nope, it's not that one either.
I'm actually kind of excited for that movie to come out.
The new Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Spider-Man movies will be good. And honestly...
Yeah, you say that. They're not necessarily. I mean,
well,
the last two were good.
They're not great, but they've been fine. I think whenever they start doing the X-Men, and I'm really excited to see what Marvel does with the Fantastic Four eventually, because a good Fantastic Four movie will be exciting to me.
Yeah.
But the Avengers side, it's over, so like, right. Who gives a shit? And also, they haven't done anything new or interesting with them. Everything new they do is like, I don't know, what if fucking the Falcon is Captain America now? Well, all right.
I watched like an episode of that. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, so much of it is woke 2021
right.
Stuff in there. He can't get a bank loan even though he's the Falcon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really fucking dumb.
When I was a youngster, I considered... Back to the email. When I was a youngster, I considered myself one of Stan Lee's true believers and would have shit my underoos at the thought of a live-action Moon Knight series. Well, has Marvel done a good series other than the Netflix shit?
Not that I can.
Like, I tell you what, if they bring back fucking John Bernthal's Punisher,
I mean the fucking
I'd be hyped for that.
I mean the whatchamacallit was the Disney Plus stuff is some of it's decent.
Like what?
The fucking WandaVision. That was
pretty good show.
I guess. I don't care about Wanda. You don't have to,
but he's awesome.
All right.
You know, Vision, the guy who plays him, is fucking great.
Yes.
I actually kind of like Elizabeth Olsen.
All right. Yeah, she. I mean, she's a fine actress.
Yeah. The show's pretty cool.
If you want to build
visually,
the Marvel,
it's really good.
Look, if you want to build the new Avengers around a woman, it should definitely be her and not Brie Larson, because she has charisma and
she's Magneto's daughter, so.
And she's an interesting character.
She's Magneto's toughest daughter.
Do they acknowledge that in that show, that she's Magneto's daughter?
No.
Okay. Because they never could before, because they didn't own X-Men. But now they own X-Men, so they can if they want.
Right.
But now I just fold up on myself when I hear that the MCU is cooking up another batch of stuff. Yeah. How come? Tell me why, my crumbly little French tarts. Why am I not excited about Disney and Marvel doing these things to my favorites?
It's because it's sensory overload.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing it for 20 fucking movies now.
They can do it
for over 10 years.
For a long time, but eventually you're just going to get burnt out on it.
You're like, I get it.
And not just burnt out on it, but like it's... the whole thing's tired. Anytime I see anything that's superhero related, I'm like...
Yeah.
As... uninterested as I could be in something.
Well, and the bigger
I'd rather go watch fucking like rom-coms.
The bigger problem is every one of those Marvel movies has been the exact same movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Superhero gets big and powerful and famous, then an evil version of the exact same of the superhero shows up, and they like Iron Man, all of his villains in all three of his movies were evil Iron Mans.
Yeah.
The Black Panther literally fought a guy in an extra Black Panther suit.
Black Panther's an awful movie.
I mean, it's exactly the same as all the other ones. It's fine.
It's worse.
I guess. It's fine. I enjoyed it. But
I did.
The villain was another Black Panther. The Incredible Hulk fought a gray Incredible Hulk. Thor fought his fucking literally his brother. It's all they just are all fighting an evil. It's just like the whole, every fucking Marvel movie is Spock fighting fucking goatee Spock. It's like, I get it.
That's fair.
Every single fucking time. The one with the wizard just fights an evil wizard. The only one who's not just fighting an evil version of himself is fucking Spider-Man. Which is probably why we're still excited for Spider-Man movies. Because fortunately, Sony still has Venom, so we never have to worry about Spider-Man fighting evil Spider-Man.
Right.
Fuck. That's my theory as to why you're no longer excited. Oh, also, he's got a new book. He doesn't write this in here, but I'm going to give him a free plug. He's got a new book coming out. I believe it's called Ian. Go look it up on fucking Amazon or whatever. M. Warren Askins. He's got a, I guess it's a sci-fi book, so I'm kind of hyped for it, because I'm not a big fantasy guy in general.
Yeah.
So, I'll be interested to see what he does with a sci-fi setting.
Sure.
I think he should put us in one of his books.
Absolutely.
Put us in one of your books. Just a couple of fucking smarmy fat white guys.
Why can't we be like the Biggs and Wedge of his fucking...
Yeah, make us the Biggs and Wedge. Just two fucking loser idiots. Who just show up...
Complain that they're fucking sore.
Yeah. We're just in the background of a bunch of your stories. Man, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
O'Connor writes in a real email for us. He says, Florida man, I present to you Volcano Man.
Oh God, he's still on this.
Hope auto-translate works on the thing you use to read emails... Either he's stupid, suicidal, or is wearing a red tunic under his shirt. A red tunic? Can't even open the page. Bro, you're fucking 0 for 0 now.
Oh, well. Thanks for writing in, Connor.
Whatever he tried to write in. Let's copy the link and see if I can open it without using... Let's see if I can get to this website. Oh, for fuck's sake, why am I not even hooked up to the internet? I bet that's my problem, Colin. My Wi-Fi is turned off.
Oh my God.
This is the part where a good podcast would edit all this shit out. But do you know what we aren't, Colin?
Going to edit.
Or a good podcast.
Shh.
All right. Let's load this up. And great. It does not translate. Bro, He sent me some shit in Swedish.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. We get it.
Han Hluter, Aufal Verhulen, Halvete Eldir, Pau Er Eki. That's what it says. What the fuck, bro?
Do we have any Swedish listeners that can translate for us? Actually, it's probably Icelandic.
There's a video of a guy standing on the cool part of a lava flow.
Oh, okay.
All right, so see this?
Yeah.
You know how a lava flow works? There's hot lava, and then on top of that, there's basically cooled rock.
Right.
That's just, I mean, it's probably still warm, but it's just rock.
Yeah.
If he steps off of it, he's fucking dead, but... It's like Firewalkers, man. There's like a path in the middle that's like kind of ash and not as hot.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm guessing it's a whole article about that guy. Now that I'm connected to Wi-Fi, let me reflow my emails and see if anything else got sent in the interim.
Probably not.
You were right. There was nothing else.
I figured as much.
Well, that's our email section. The email's address, again, is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. And the gifts he wanted to send me were copyrighted, so that's why they... I don't know. They got fucking copyrighted, striked an email.
Gotcha.
This has been the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Thanks for listening.